Good morning. You have tuned into Problem Corner on KFAR 660 AM 97.5 FM. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox, filling in for He Who Cannot Be Named. And with me in the studio is Trish Oakes from the Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. And if you want to participate in the program, the number to call is 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. And so with that, Trish.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about the Find Out Free Pregnancy Center, and you're having a fundraising banquet this Friday at the 8-Star Event Center. So tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, Mike. So Find Out Free has actually been here in the community, serving the community in the Tenino Valley for 35 years.
Yes.
So we're celebrating with an anniversary banquet, Friday, October 10th, 6 p.m. at, like you said, the 8-Star Event Center, which is the old French Church building.
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody who wants to attend, they just go to our website, findoutfree.com. And sign up, and we're going to, it's a fundraiser banquet, but it's also a chance to kind of look back over 35 years and say, wow, look how many people were a part of making this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And celebrating that, and then saying, here's where we are today, and guess what we're going to be doing next.
Right. Yes. Do you have a guest speaker?
We have a couple of different people that are going to be speaking, and then we're going to have Sherry Beavers, and she's going to be telling Margaret's story, which is her mother, mm-hmm. and how Sherry was put up for adoption and how that all came about and how that was all turned out it's an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
It will touch your heart.
Your banquet is worth attending. It is inspiring. I've been there a couple of times now, and I just, it's really a good way to spend Friday evening. Yeah. So
thank you
for doing that and for everything that the Pregnancy Center does. And again, the banquet, and there's still, you can go to your website, and tickets are still available.
Yes, and it's free.
It's free.
It's going to be a chicken entree, buffet dinner, and it should be really lovely.
It will be.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's eight to a table, so we still have a few tables available if somebody wants to just bring their friends and have eight people at a table.
Oh, okay. Good.
You can host.
And, yes, I don't know if we can explain that over the air, but I tried the table thing and somehow got confused.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get you straightened out.
And is there a number to call if people like me are technologically challenged?
Yes, absolutely. And it's funny because I just realized when you were giving your number that we are one digit off from yours. So we are 455-TALK. So 455-8255.
455-8255-458-TALK.
And you're 458-TALK. We're 455-TALK.
Okay.
And we do have a couple of spots left for business sponsors, too. So if you want to advertise your business in our program and on our website, we do a nice little packet at the end and show you every place your logo showed up. And it's kind of a nice thing, and it helps defray the cost of putting on these events.
Right. And that is a good place to advertise. There's probably going to be
close to 400 people there.
400 people, mm-hmm. Yes. And if you haven't been to the 8-Star Event Center, that's another reason to go.
It's beautiful.
They have really done a great job of making a meeting center.
Mm-hmm. They really have.
Big scale. So
they have an amazing staff there. That's
they really do, yes.
Super responsive, been so kind to us, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I've been impressed at the staff. That's fun to meet them as well. Really doing a good job for that. So there's two reasons to go. One, to support the Find Out Free Clinic and to learn more about what they do and to, just be inspired by the work that you're doing. So we'll go into that a little bit. So the Find Out Free Pregnancy Center is now, it was, now I just forgot it, it was on
Wilbur Street.
Wilbur
used
Street.
To be.
Mm-hmm. Used to be on Wilbur Street for those of us that were around a long time and we could still go there first. But now you're on Pike's Landing Road.
Mm-hmm. Right across from the Princess Hotel
parking
lot.
Princess Hotel, yes. Mm-hmm. And Pike's Landing Road is just a little bit back towards town from Pike's Landing.
Mm-hmm. So and you know, you can turn at the Harley-Davidson shop.
Yes, you noticed that first.
Right.
Yes. So, good. So, what are the, tell us a little bit more about your mission in the Find Out Free Pregnancy Center.
Yes, thank you. So, instead of being against things, we wanted to be for something. And so, mm-hmm. we are for families. We are for women. We're for men. And we're for helping families with young children. The UN says that if infants can be supported through their first 1,000 days, they're more likely to survive, mm-hmm. Just at a really basic level. And so we try to support women and men and infants mm-hmm. through at least age 2. We have some programs that help beyond that, but that's our main focus. Mm-hmm. And we do that by doing free pregnancy tests. We have, I have registered nurses who do the tests and talk with the clients about their results. They do limited OB ultrasounds that mm-hmm. are read by a local OB doctor, mm-hmm. who's our medical director. And but then beyond that, we also do monthly diapers, wipes, and formula for free. So all of our services are free.
Mm-hmm.
And so clients can sign up for our diapers program. They can come in once a month, pick up more diapers, wipes, and formula, which is great. And there has been a huge, huge demand for the diapers especially. That has just risen dramatically, I would say. We're probably, I don't have the numbers at my fingers, but we've probably doubled, at least doubled how many diapers we're giving out over the last
mm-hmm.
2 years.
Yes.
And then another program that we're hoping to get even more people involved in, because it's a pretty amazing program, is we have a boutique, a little store on our property.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of buying those things, you earn them by doing free parenting classes.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be parenting classes were in person and it was hard for people to get to.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's all on your phone or on your computer.
Oh.
You do them there, and then you call in, and you have an hour appointment with our advocates. And it's a great time for these parents to kind of talk over the lessons that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
So we have worksheets that we talk through, make sure that, you know, they understood the content. But then it's a time for, you know, these parents to say, I don't know what to do. You know,
yes.
My toddler's not sleeping or yep. they're throwing their crackers or whatever it is that's going on to talk to another parent and go, oh, okay, that's normal. Oh, okay, this is what they're going to do.
Yes.
And also just be heard, have somebody that cares. And then it's another opportunity to say, do you need more resources? Is
right.
there a way we can help you? Trying to get people connected with sometimes mental health counseling or rehab or housing or food security, just whatever their needs are, we have quite a few resources in the community that we can connect them to.
Okay, so we are at about a quarter after the hour. We're going to have to take a break for some words from our sponsors who make this program possible, and we will continue parenting. That I remember that from a long time ago, and there are challenges involved. So we'll get into a little bit of that after the break. You're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR, and your guest host is Mike Prox, and with me in the studio is Trish Oakes from the Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. And so stay with us. We'll get some news, probably a weather report, and some words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Our Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at kfarradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
It's officially fall and time again for the radio station's third annual Tour of Boutiques, Saturday, October 11th, featuring many of Fairbanks' favorite boutiques and shops: Audrey's Women's Wear, Roaming Root Cellar, Lycan, In My Element, Terry's Vintage Boutique, The Peony Patch Uprooted, and Northern Sparrow Boutique, each with their own sales, specials, and more. So grab your crew and hit the streets. Make sure to grab your passport from any location, get it stamped at each, and then turn it in at your final stop for your chance to win $500 in cash. Plus additional prizes. It's the radio station's third annual Tour of Boutiques, Saturday, October 11th, and going all day long, giving you plenty of time to hit them all and fill that passport for your chance to win big. So we'll see you Saturday, October 11th, for the third annual radio station Tour of Boutiques. Oh, hey, that looks really good on you.
This is Mayor David Pruse. We've had an incredible 3 years together. I'm running for re-election as your city mayor. I've led our fantastic city in expanding our ambulance service, increasing the police presence, removing derelict and dilapidated structures, cleaning up blighted properties, and increasing our street maintenance and snow plowing services. The city of Fairbanks is the best run municipal government in the interior, if not the state of Alaska. I want to continue this for our wonderful city, so please vote for me, David Pruse, the Fairbanksan, on Tuesday, October 7th.
Paid for by David Pruse for mayor. 324 Brandt Street, Fairbanks, Alaska, 997.
KFAR weather.
Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 46. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies and foggy tonight. Rain showers likely. Lows level off around 42. Overcast tomorrow. Showers likely. Highs around 51. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And we are back. Thank you for staying with us. You're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR, 660 AM, 97.5 FM. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox, and with me in the studio is Trish Oakes from the Find Out Free Pregnancy Center, and we're talking about their upcoming this Friday evening fall banquet, fundraising banquet for them, and they explain a bit about what they have been doing and what they do in general, and it's just a great event. And this is at the 8-Star Event Center, which is on 30th in the building used to be where the Friends Church was located. And if you want to participate in the program, if you have questions or comments, the number to call is 452-8255. That's 458-TALK. And Trish, before we took a break, we were talking about the subject of parenting, and you offer a lot more than just a pregnancy test.
Correct.
Yes. So could you tell us a little bit more about that?
So one of the expenses, obviously, of having a baby is all of the paraphernalia.
Right.
And some of it's required by law, a car seat. You have to have a car seat.
Yep.
And I have been learning a lot about car seats. Angela from the FMH, from Fairbanks Memorial, she does a really amazing job in teaching people about car seats and why you don't want to use old ones, old used ones. So we only give brand new ones that can go through an accident. You never know what accident other ones have been through. So need brand new car seats. And so car seats, strollers, pack and plays, all those things are expensive. Mm-hmm. So we have parenting classes that clients can take. They call in, talk to an advocate, and then they earn points.
Mm-hmm.
And they take those points and they go spend them in the boutique,
mm-hmm.
and they can get all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
as well as maternity clothes, baby clothes up to age 2, and breast pumps, belly bands, just the various things that they need. And if there's a specialty thing they need, they let us know, and sometimes we can just order that in and get what they need. Mm-hmm. So we're here to support them.
Mm-hmm. And can people bring in, baby clothes that
yes.
are no longer needed?
Yes. We take new or gently used mm-hmm. baby clothes and strollers and all those things, except car seats. We won't accept used car seats.
Okay.
So we actually have bins out front. So if it's after hours, you know, we're open Monday through Thursday, mm-hmm. 10 to 3 is the appointment schedule. Mm-hmm. You can always put things in the bins after hours, and plenty of people do that.
Good. And again, we have to mention that that's on Pike's Landing Road,
right.
which is down the street from Pike's Landing.
Right.
On the way to the Princess Hotel to kind of orient, and you can now, I think, turn right across from the Harley-Davidson shop?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now we can find the place without having, what is that, Google Maps.
Yes. The new Harley shop.
Yes. Yeah. There we go. So, yes. Good. Just thinking back, parenting. This is a learn-on-the-job mm-hmm. occupation, becoming a parent, and that is a surprising challenge. So it is a good idea to reach out, solicit help, mm-hmm. and just having somebody to talk to sometimes.
Yes.
It's just all you need. Yep.
And that's a lot of what other appointments do, you
yes.
know.
Right.
Yeah, we go over the class materials, make sure that you learned what you said, you know, whatever we sent you, mm-hmm. and that it made sense to you. But I feel like the more important part of that appointment, hour-long appointment, is listening to your challenges as a
right.
parent.
Yep.
And then asking, are there resources that you need, and trying to get you connected with resources.
Right. Yes. Yeah, that is just sorely needed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my job in the legislature. I volunteered for the Health and Social Services Committee.
Bless you.
And we oversee the Office of Child Services, Child and Family Services, mm-hmm. I suppose I should say. And I had no idea. And this has been a real learning experience for me. And it's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. There's raising a child is probably more challenging today than when we were involved, which was 30 or 40 years ago already.
And much more challenging if you're a single parent.
Yes, indeed.
Which many of our staff are or were. I was a single mom, raised 4 kids by myself up here.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, you know, that's tough. I did it for 12 years.
Yes.
And so we have a perspective, a number of us at Find Out Free have that perspective on how hard it is and how we can come alongside of you and mm-hmm. get you connected to more help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I kind of learned from the experience. Children are brought on this earth to teach parents patience.
True.
They have a very important job, and they do it very well.
Yes, they do. You do become better people by the end, but...
Yes, yes, indeed. It is quite the experience, but challenging. And I can appreciate, but just haven't been through the drill. Single mom. Boy, mm-hmm. that would be a lot more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Finding, if you don't have parents or family or close connections, to find childcare.
Mm-hmm. And many of us don't have relatives up here. So,
right. Yes, that's
The isolation is really hard.
A lot of people in Fairbanks are away from their families mm-hmm. for whatever reason. Maybe the military brought them up
yes.
here, or
mm-hmm.
they came up here for whatever reason, but they're away from close family connections, and it is difficult to find that. But there are resources around to provide that sort of help.
Mm-hmm.
And you can help people find those resources?
Mm-hmm. So we'll often book what we call a next step appointment,
mm-hmm.
where they come in specifically just looking for, can you help me get connected? Can you help me figure out how to get WIC or how to get Medicaid or daycare assistance or the mm-hmm. subsidized cell phones?
Right.
You know, we do that for our clients that are either pregnant or have young children.
Mm-hmm.
We do have single dads as well, and couples that we help.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to mention real quick the pop-up clinics that we're doing now. So we're actually trying to help in Delta Junction and Enan as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we just started doing that this summer. So once a month, we have clinics in both of those locations.
Okay.
So you just go to our website and find out when the next clinic is. I know Delta Junction is November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be posting the Nenana date pretty soon.
Okay. And is there an established location, or do you have to find a location every month?
At the moment, the Native Corporation of Nenana is very kindly letting us use space at their Head Start building.
Mm-hmm.
And the Crossroads Clinic in Delta Junction
mm-hmm.
on the Glen Highway is letting us use space there.
Okay. Glen Highway, that
so as you're heading towards Silver Fox Roadhouse out of Nenana. So if you're coming from Fairbanks, Delta. Mm-hmm. If you're coming from Fairbanks and you get to the Y in Delta Junction, you take the left.
Take the left.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Good. So, yes, and somebody from the clinic in Fairbanks will be in person at either.
We have nurses at both locations that are Find Out Free nurses, yes.
Right, okay.
And you can also go to our website. It has the exact addresses for where to go, and it has information
mm-hmm.
on how to get there.
Right. And your telephone number is?
907-455-8255.
Yes.
So it's 455-TALK. It's very close to yours, but yes. A little different.
Okay, well, good. We can get close, and within a few tries should be able to connect. And yes, and also I should mention, if you want to participate in the program, have any comments, personal experience, questions, whatever, then the number to call is 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. And so, yes, let's see. And we have your event this Friday mm-hmm. at the 8-Star Event Center,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to have a couple of invited guests.
Speakers.
Mm-hmm. To talk about their experiences, and you're going to be talking about what the Pregnancy Center does,
mm-hmm.
and that's good. And like I say, it is worth attending to, A, support the Find Out Free Clinic, but just the personal enrichment. I just really enjoyed both of the banquets that I've attended and have that on my calendar. So,
thank you.
Yes.
Make sure they register so that they get a meal.
Yes.
Sign up.
Yes. So that's important too.
You need a seat.
It is free to get in, but you do need to register so that they know how many people to plan for. And now I hear the music in the background. That means that the satellite is coming over. It is going to take over the program here in just a minute or so. And so stay with us. You're with Problem Corner. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox. With me is Trish Oakes, and we're talking about the Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. And we will be back after these messages. So stay with us.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
News of John Saucier. President Trump meeting up with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney at the White House, where he once again is blaming Democrats for an ongoing government shutdown.
You want to know the truth? This is like a kamikaze attack. They almost, you know, they have nothing to lose. They've lost the elections. They've lost the presidential election in a landslide.
Democrats say they will not support government funding legislation unless it extends health care subsidies from the Affordable Care Act. They're set to expire at the end of the year. Prime Minister Carney says they do a lot of trade with the United States, Canada does, but there's still plenty of competition between the two countries.
There are areas where we compete, and it's in those areas where we have to come to an agreement that works. But there are more areas where we are stronger together, and that's what we're focused on. And we're going to get the right deal.
President Trump says they've made compromises, including on American steel. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports two schools in the Anchorage School District will be recommended to close next year, according to the district superintendent. ASD Superintendent Jarrett Bryant said he planned to forward a recommendation to the Anchorage School Board Tuesday night to close Lake Otis Elementary in Anchorage and Fire Lake Elementary in Eagle River next school year. The action comes as the district continues to push its right-sized schools in the district as enrollment continues to decline. Bryant said the recommendation to repurpose those particular schools was based mostly on shrinking enrollment and underutilized capacity. Fire Lake Elementary School is at about 48% capacity, and Lake Otis is at a little over 50% capacity, Bryant said. As to why that matters, Bryant said when schools continuously lose enrollment, they lose services. These are schools that would be more likely to have a combination classroom, more likely to share services with another elementary school, and more likely not to have the levels of academic support that I'm aspiring to in all elementary schools, Bryant said.
Online at KFAR660.com.
This election, Fairbanks has a choice. We can stick with the same voices or choose someone who truly understands the challenges we face every day. I'm Hannah Eklick. I'm not a career politician. I'm your neighbor, raising a family here, working hard to make ends meet just like you. I built this campaign from the ground up because I believe Fairbanks deserves real solutions, not empty promises. As your city council member, I'll fight for affordable housing, support local businesses, and keep our neighborhoods safe. On election day, vote Hannah Eklick for city council. Paid for by Hannah Eklick for city council, Fairbanks, Alaska, 99701.
Optimize your eyes with Mountain View Eye Center, Interior Alaska's choice for state-of-the-art eye care. Find relief with the most advanced dry eye center in the interior. See clearly and be free of your reading glasses and contacts for good. Optimize your eyes with Mountain View Eye Center. Surgeons Dr. Laura Kearsley and Dr. Jason Crosby specialize in premium cataract surgery, LASIK laser vision correction, and treatment of eye disease. All insurance accepted. Schedule your consultation. Visit mountainvieweyes.com.
No one needs to tell you when your sewer line or septic system is broken, it's a mountain of a problem. Move that mountain with Moving Mountains Excavation and General Contracting. Complete sewer and septic system installations, new builds, and repairs. The experience and the equipment to get your job done. On time, on budget. Call for your free quote, Moving Mountains Excavation and General Contracting. Move your mountain. Call Scott and Julie at 907-590-4977.
Relationship woes got you down? Here's some reasons why Golden Heart Waste Management is better than your next ex. We never need time to figure things out. No mixed signals from us. Your ex ran from commitment, we run on schedule. The only thing we dump is the trash. Less heartbreak, more curb appeal. Here's the deal. We pick up trash, not red flags. Drama-free since bin one. Trash day with us, we'll never stand you up. If you're looking for a relationship that you'll never get a 2 a.m. Venmo request, give Golden Heart Waste Management a call. And remember, if you haven't gotten a quote from us, you're probably paying too much.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
And we are back. Thank you for staying with us. And be sure and tell the sponsors of the program that you heard about it on KFAR's Problem Corner. They will appreciate knowing that you're listening and if nothing else, stop in and say thank you for sponsoring this program. So you're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox, and with me in the studio is Trish Oakes. We're talking about the Find Out Free Pregnancy Center, and we got to give a plug first right away for your banquet that's coming up this Friday. So your turn.
Correct. So this Friday, October 10th at 6 p.m., register online at findoutfree.com. So it's Find Out Free, but it's spelled F-Y-N-D. So sign up for a chair, for a seat and meal. It's going to be at the 8-Star Event Center, which is the old French Church building. Mm-hmm. And it's really beautiful in there. It's going to be a lovely time, but it's especially exciting because we're celebrating our 35th anniversary.
35 years. That is great. Yep. Good. So that's 8 o'clock. No, excuse me. That is 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
Correct.
This Friday. Write a note, and then when you first chance you get, go to their website and register for that event. It is free to get in the door. They're going to have a banquet-style dinner, and you can donate if you wish,
mm-hmm.
which you probably will be inspired to do. Plan on that. Plan on being inspired. So, yeah, yep. That's this Friday at the 8-Star Event Center. So we have been also talking about the services that you offer, and one of them that people might not think about is you help the fatherhood business.
Correct.
Yes, and that's important.
It is important. And we had tried to launch a bigger fatherhood initiative a couple years ago, and it was a little bit of a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we're participating in a program through the National CareNet organization. And we're very excited because we're going to be launching the Dr. Dad program as well as Healthy Dad program. And these are things where it's basically like a to-do class for dads,
mm-hmm.
how to change a diaper, how to mm-hmm. swaddle a baby, how to make a smoothie for your partner while she's recovering from birth. It's like the important things.
The
dad needs to know.
Yes, and those are important things. And that is all pretty much on-the-job training. That is an experience. Frankly, I don't think anybody's really prepared for a child to come into the world. But they're created. Children mm-hmm. are created, mm-hmm. and they serve a very valuable purpose for us. They
mm-hmm.
they are brought into the world to teach their parents patience. And it's a challenging experience, but just well worth it. It's one of the best things that can happen to people is to bring up a child.
Mm-hmm.
Challenging, but worth doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, we talk about unwanted pregnancy. And I get that. I fully understand that. But there isn't a child that hasn't been created on God's plan. And I think that's something important to think about and
mm-hmm.
learn. They're just every child is worthwhile. And I've talked to a lot of even people, children that are born with mental problems or physical problems or whatever. That is especially challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And you need more help with that. I think
mm-hmm.
parents, we should be open to helping parents, but
mm-hmm.
especially then, but even children, well, that are, we think on the surface non-communicative, but there's
mm-hmm.
just different ways of relating, and
mm-hmm.
it can really be a great experience as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you offer a fatherhood training program and resources for dads and for moms. And how do people get involved with your programs?
So for the regular parenting programs, they can just sign up for an Earn While You Learn appointment.
Mm-hmm.
They come in, they learn all about the program, they get to see the store and what we have in there and the list of classes. The classes include things like budgeting and
mm-hmm.
Just planning your day, but it also includes preparing for birth, what the birth is like, after birth, and first year, second year, what to expect. And so it covers a lot of different topics, but there's other ways to earn points as well.
Mm-hmm.
Going to your OB doctor appointment, that earns points for the program.
Mm-hmm.
Going to counseling, that earns points. Going to marriage classes or couples classes or parenting classes, even outside of what we offer, those earn points as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can come and spend them in the boutique, get your car seat, pack and play, stroller, have your nursery outfitted so you're ready when baby comes. You have everything that you need.
Mm-hmm.
The basics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have people that work are on the payroll for the
Correct.
Clinic.
Correct. We have staff and volunteers.
Staff and volunteers. Mm-hmm. And if somebody wants to volunteer...
We're going to be having an event in the spring, another event in the spring for volunteers to find out more information. You can also go onto our website and just look at the volunteer page. We are faith-based, mm-hmm. life-affirming, and so we do have everyone is aligned with our same mission and vision to work there. But if people are interested, they can come to our event in the spring and find out more about that. Mm-hmm. But another way that people can get involved, and this is how a lot of people in the community get involved, is donating diapers. We especially are always desperate for 4s, 5s, 6s, 7s, and now we're low on 3s as well. So, mm-hmm. you know, diapers are always needed, and wipes, but not the Costco wipes. All the other wipes, but we're not accepting the Costco wipes right now.
Well, that's interesting.
Right. yeah. But that's a huge way that people get involved. Or some people, and we don't even know who, some anonymous people send us brand new car seats through Amazon. So it just shows up. We get the car seats. We have the specific models listed on our website that we need. Mm-hmm. And so they go there. They see exactly what our needs are. Mm-hmm. And then some people are just sending them. And some people send us diapers through Amazon once a month.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty amazing. Good. Yeah.
Or stop by when you're grocery shopping, pick up a case mm-hmm. of diapers or mm-hmm. infant formula?
No, we don't accept donations of formula.
Okay.
So we provide formula. Okay. But it's too hard to do a chain of custody and make sure that formula has been. Yeah. So something is as critical as formula, we don't want it to. We want to know where it came from, so we get it directly from the manufacturer.
Okay, see, you learn something every day. This is good. Yes. Yeah. And so it would be a good idea for people who might be interested to just stop by your center?
It's good if they, if it's after 3, because we have clients. We have clients there during the day.
Oh, okay.
So it's better if you call ahead and make an appointment. But if you're wanting a tour, mm-hmm. we're always happy to do that. But that's generally going to be after 3 p.m.
Okay.
When the clinic is closed for appointments, but staff is still there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just, check out what they're doing. See how we can help you out.
That'd be wonderful.
That'd be great. And are you supported by churches around the community?
A number of churches do support us. So we are 100% donor funded. Well, I should say we have 2 tiny grants, but no federal funding.
Mm-hmm.
And so so the majority of our support is from individuals and from churches mm-hmm. and some businesses. And if any business wants to help sponsor the banquet, we are still accepting business sponsorships as well for that.
Okay.
Get your name put on there.
And that would be, a good thing to do, which is the whole point of doing it, but it is also good for the business. A good place to advertise. There's going to be 300 or 400 people there.
Mm-hmm.
Get your name out in a very positive way, and connect with the community and help support the mission that you're doing. So, yeah, good. All right. Well, let's take another commercial break so we don't forget that, because they, after all, are the folks that pay for this. And be sure and tell these folks that you heard about them on KFAR. And this is your host, Mike Prox. With me in the studio is Trish Oakes from the Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. And we will be back after these announcements. So stay with us.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hello, Fairbanks. Brett Roderman here, candidate for Borough Assembly. Just a short time ago, I was running unopposed. Today, one of our good citizens has bravely put their name up as a write-in candidate. This is good. It brings balance to the equation, the same way I bring balance to the Assembly. Our body needs to have debate on important issues. Our job is not always to get along and vote the same way. We need to explore different viewpoints. Please vote Brett Roderman for Borough Assembly.
Paid for by Brett for Assembly. P.O. Box 80741, Fairbanks 99708.
Hello, folks. I'm J.T. McComas Rowe, and I'm running to represent you on your Borough Assembly. Now, you may think that taxes aren't on the ballot in this election, but don't be fooled. Who you vote for on October 7th will absolutely impact how deep the borough gets its hands into your pocket. You work hard for your money, and you should have a say in how your money gets spent. So vote J.T. McComas Rowe on October 7th.
Paid for by McComas Rowe for Assembly, P.O.B. 72789, Fairbanks.
RSF and The Woodway are proud to present the Keystone Alaska Wood Fireplace. The Alaska DEC approved Opal Plus Keystone Alaska is the result of fine craftsmanship inspired by versatility and built on more than 30 years of proven performance with high efficiency wood burning fireplace. The Keystone is perfect for adding modern sophistication to your home and practicality for heating spaces over 2,000 square feet with catalytic technology. RSF, built on quality, innovation, and originality. Class with comfort, the Alaskan way, the right way. The Woodway.
Hey, it's Craig Compo inviting you to kick back with me by the campfire every Saturday for the Outdoor Show. We'll be talking about living the Alaskan outdoor dream with fascinating guests, even some favorite stories and memories from a lifetime spent on the trails and waterways, hunting, fishing, and camping across this great state. Join me, Craig Compo, for the Outdoor Show, brought to you by Compos since 1945. Listen in Saturday afternoons at 12:30 p.m. for the Outdoor Show right here on KFAR Radio.
KFAR weather.
Chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 46. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected with fog. Tonight, rain showers likely. Lows level off around 42. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM,
and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And we are back. Thank you for staying with us. You're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR, 660 AM, 97.5 FM. And with me in the studio is... Trish Oakes. Ah, we are working. I was thinking we had some dead air going on here, but I'm just not paying close enough attention. So anyway, we're talking about the Find Out Free Pregnancy Center, and you're having a fundraising annual banquet this Friday, 6 to 8, at the 8-Star Event Center, which is on 30th. And this is there's no admission charge, but they do want people to register ahead of time so they know how many people to plan for.
We would hate to turn you away at the door because we've got all the seats filled. Yeah.
Yes. Well, you'd like to have all the seats filled. That would be
yes,
good.
Yes, that would be good.
There's still time. There's still some open seats.
Mm-hmm. We have some open
seats. So if you want to
right
register,
correct.
Go to their website mm-hmm. at... FYNDOutFree.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you can register there if you want to sponsor a table. There's still some table sponsorships left.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want just to make a business sponsorship, you're always looking for those,
mm-hmm.
I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you can't make the event, you can still go to the... website.
Correct.
And make a donation there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to, this was an interesting thing I learned in the break, which makes sense. If you want to find out more about the clinic, they ask you to come by in the afternoon after 3 o'clock when
correct.
you take care of the clients. And when do you open to do that?
We open to clients at 10 a.m.
At 10, okay.
And then the last appointment ends at 3.
At 3, okay.
But then we have staff that's there after that on most days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best if you call ahead if you want a tour. We're always happy to give you a tour.
Okay. And to call ahead, you dial?
907-455-8255.
Right. And if you dial 458-8255, you can participate in the program. But if you want to go connect with the Find Out Free Pregnancy Center, it's 455-8255.
Correct.
Yes. And let's see, we were talking about the services that you offer and who's eligible for those services. And of course, moms, dads,
It could be grandparents, foster parents, whoever is parenting that child
right.
can come and get the diapers for them. We ask that there's only one person per baby. So sure. now we're putting the baby's names on the cards so that we can keep track of
right.
who it is that's picking up diapers for that baby.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you
and we do get a picture of the ID. So mm-hmm. do bring your ID when you come to get diapers.
There. Okay. Yep. There has to be accountability.
Correct. We have people we answer to.
Yes, indeed. Yes. And then you're always accepting donations of diapers.
Diapers. Mm-hmm.
And infant clothing, kids clothing.
If it's new or gently used.
New or gently used. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Formula and food is not something that you accept.
Correct. So we get all of our formula directly from the manufacturer so that we know that the supply chain is clean and that we're giving the best quality.
Right. And that makes sense too.
Mm-hmm.
But
for safety reasons.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. But you're always willing to accept donations.
Correct.
And you are funded by donations.
Mm-hmm.
This is a community-driven service.
Mm-hmm.
It is faith-based.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
And that's what drives us. You know,
yes.
Jesus loves us so much and
yes.
has been so good to us.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be helping the other people out
Pass
there.
That along.
And we're supposed yep. to be the hands and feet of Jesus in this world.
Right.
And so this is the way that we are being the hands and feet of Jesus, is
mm-hmm.
to care for people when they need help. And a number of us were in that position. We were single moms and we needed help, so we know
mm-hmm.
what it's like to be in that bind and trying to figure out how am I going to take care of my kids
mm-hmm.
and needing help. So we're pretty passionate about helping moms and dads
right.
and grandparents, whoever it is that's, you know, has that burden, has that, ministry basically of raising that child.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be there to help mm-hmm. them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you use the word here. We're here to help.
In the Tenenbaum Valley, yeah.
We're not here to judge or criticize.
Right. Yeah.
We're here to help. There's people there that have, if you will, been there, done that.
Yep.
So they will understand what you're going through.
Correct.
And it is a difficult job. There's just no two ways about it. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help.
Yeah,
better to get help than just be overwhelmed. And we certainly want to avoid people having, you get into further and further problems. And that's kind of
mm-hmm.
what I've been exposed to and the Foster Child Services gets exposed to. And not to throw them under the bus, but they have really got a difficult job.
Yeah.
They don't recruit for business. In fact, there's been the director of OCS has been to my office now a couple of times with people that are service providers outside of the government.
Mm.
And she would rather have you call the
call us last.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
And if you are having trouble, it's just important. It is everybody has trouble.
Yes.
To one degree
That's
or
right.
another. And what we need, really in a very real way, we need support
mm-hmm.
rather than criticism.
That's right.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah. That's just so important. And you can work through that. And it is a tremendous growing experience. Parenthood is just the most difficult job I've ever been involved in. But
I wouldn't go back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
And
yeah. Now, another more difficult thing. You did mention that you have a
prayer garden.
Prayer garden. Yes.
And it has an infant memorial wall.
Yes.
And October is the Pregnancy, Infant, and Child Loss Awareness Month.
Yep.
And we just realized that when there's been infant loss and pregnancy loss, that we wanted to make a place where people could come and grieve because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you lose your parent, you have a place you can go generally and bring
right.
flowers and go and just kind of exercise that grief.
Right.
And so we made this prayer garden. We have a wall where you can put up a plaque that has your baby's name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still getting it, you know, it's not fully lush garden yet.
Right.
We're just establishing it, but you can call and talk to us about that.
Yeah. And that's important too. Mm-hmm. I've known several friends that have lost a child.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that I'm not a woman.
The dads suffer too, though.
Yes, the dads suffer, and you ask why, and there's just all kinds of questions that come along with that, and it really is important to reach out and get some help through that experience. There's no shame involved.
It is
something that happens.
One in four. The stats are that one in four pregnancies ends in miscarriage.
Yes.
And people don't know that.
And that is a very
heart-wrenching,
traumatic experience, and it just pays to don't go through that alone.
Correct.
Reach out and get some help.
We have some journals specifically for that.
For
doing people want to reach out to us for recovering from that loss.
Yeah. And again, you're here.
Yeah.
Yes. And it is available. Your location is
4474 Pike's Landing Road.
4474 Pike's Landing Road. And if you don't have a GPS on your cell phone, you go to Pike's Landing, down Airport Road, turn at Pike's Landing, look for the Harley shop, and then turn left onto Pike's Landing Road.
Correct. Yes. Like you're going to the Princess Hotel.
To the Princess. Yes. Yes. And there will be people that are there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes. And yeah, if you want to get involved, they're always looking for donations. Mm-hmm. You're looking for volunteers, and you mentioned that there is quite a bit of training involved.
There's a lot of training.
A time commitment.
It is, yeah.
Yes, and rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but that might be something you want to consider. You also might want to be considering becoming a foster parent. That's another situation that we're dealing with, and we just need to have more people involved with that is a the whole thing, it's a community problem to deal with. I guess that's where we've kind of in many ways abdicated our responsibility to the state, and again, not to throw anybody OCS, they really good people, another difficult job, but it is extremely difficult for the state to sort something out. And so if you're having just any problems at all, reach out to somebody, and the director of OCS would give you the same advice. Try somebody else before you come in to see us.
Safe Families is a great organization.
Yeah. And even the other counseling organization. I was at the Resource Center a couple of years ago. In the office talking
RCPC.
To the director there at RCPC. And she said there's two doors. You can voluntarily go through this door and we can provide you with more help.
Mm.
Or you can OCS can send us and we can't do as much for you. So, but now I hear the music in the background, so we're going to have to close out the program. The satellite's coming over. It'll take over the show. But find out free annual clinic this Friday.
Annual banquet.
This Friday at the 8 Star Event Center, and you will be glad that you went to that event. And we will see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
A shutdown with no solution. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News. 1 week into the government shutdown and the finger pointing continues.
It is regrettable and sad, and real pain is being felt by real people because of these political shenanigans.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson wants a clean spending bill to end the shutdown. Democrats, though, remain dug in with their demands.
Democrats have remained firm on including a permanent extension of Affordable Care Act tax credits as part of a deal to reopen the government. Republicans have said the issue should be dealt with separately and the tax credits need to be reformed. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries was asked by Fox News Radio if reforming the program is on the table.
What I'm saying is that we have an open mind as it relates to
an extension of the Affordable Care Act tax credits based on the merits of what is presented in good faith.
The subsidies impact about 22 million people who Democrats